You know, there's a saying that gets tossed around in fighter squadrons, lightning doesn't strike twice. Well, sometimes it does. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. We've got a story today that would be hard to believe if it weren't confirmed by multiple credible sources. Let's get into it. The pilot of Dude 44, that's the call sign of the F-15E Strike Eagle that was shot down over Iran during Operation Epic Fury. According to reporting from The Aviationist, that same pilot was also aboard an F-15E that went down during the opening days of the conflict, not from enemy fire, from friendly fire, Kuwaiti friendly fire. To be specific, here's what you need to know. This aviator survived being shot down twice in two separate incidents during the same broader campaign. That is extraordinarily rare in the history of modern air combat. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's put this in context. Friendly fire incidents, sometimes called blue-on-blue engagements, are one of the most painful realities of coalition warfare. When you've got multiple nations operating in the same battle space, with different rules of engagement, different communications protocols, different equipment, the risk of misidentification goes up. It happened in the first Gulf War, it happened in Iraq, and it happened again in the opening phase of Epic Fury. The details of that first shootdown are still emerging, but the reporting indicates Kuwaiti forces engaged the Strike Eagle during the chaotic early hours of the operation. The crew survived, and here's the part that tells you something about the culture inside a fighter squadron. That pilot got back in the jet, went back to flying combat missions, and then during a strike package into Iranian airspace, Dude 44 was brought down a second time. Think about that for a moment. The mental fortitude required to strap back into the same aircraft type, fly back into contested airspace, knowing firsthand what it feels like when your jet takes a fatal hit. That is not something most people can comprehend. That's years of training. Trust in your wingman, trust in your weapons systems officer in the back seat, and a sense of duty that goes beyond what you can put into words. Now, the circumstances of the second shootdown over Iran are different. This was enemy action. Iranian air defenses have been a known threat throughout Epic Fury, and the F-15E, while extremely capable, is not a stealth platform. The Strike Eagle was designed as a deep interdiction fighter bomber. It carries a massive payload and can operate at night in all weather conditions. But it relies on speed, electronic countermeasures, and supporting assets like radar suppression flights to survive in heavily defended airspace. We don't yet have full details on what brought Dude 44 down, whether it was a surface-to-air missile, a beyond visual range air-to-air engagement, or something else entirely. The Air Force has not released a detailed account, and in an active conflict, that's expected. Operational security comes first. What we do know is that this kind of event, a single pilot being shot down twice in separate incidents, is almost unheard of in the jet age. You can go back to World War II and find a handful of cases. Guys who were shot down over Europe, evaded capture, made it back to England, and then got shot down again on a subsequent mission. But in the era of modern air combat, where engagements happen at distances measured in tens of miles, where a single missile can end a flight in seconds, surviving one shootdown is remarkable. Surviving two puts you in a category that is essentially a statistical impossibility. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. This isn't just about one pilot's bad luck or good luck, depending on how you look at it. It raises real questions about the threat environment in this theater. Iranian integrated air defense systems have clearly demonstrated the ability to find and engage fourth-generation fighters that has implications for how the Air Force plans strike packages going forward. It has implications for the future of the Strike Eagle itself, which has been flying since 1988 and is slated for eventual replacement. And for those of us in general aviation listening to this, I know it can feel distant. We're not flying into surface-to-air missile envelopes, but the military aviation community and the civilian aviation community are more connected than people realize. The temporary flight restrictions over parts of the Middle East affect routing for international carriers. The technologies being developed in electronic warfare trickle down into civilian avionics over time. And frankly, understanding what our military aviators face gives you a deeper appreciation for the complexity of flight, period. There's also a human element here that matters. Somewhere, there's a family that has now gotten that phone call twice. Your pilot is down, and twice by all indications that pilot survived. The resilience that takes not just from the aviator, but from everyone around them. That's the part of combat aviation that doesn't make the tactical briefs. We'll continue to follow this story as more details become available. If you want to read the full reporting, The Aviationist has been doing solid work tracking the air war in detail. That's the news from ATIS, more at radiohangar.com. Fly safe out there.